Blog Talk Radio.
Yom Echad, Yom Echad, Mubarak. Blessed, blessed first day service right here, here, here. Here, rebooting here, the board right here since the after the Shabbat, you know, after Shabbat, don't have seconds and everything. So rebooting the board right here. But we had left off with the fourth aliyah, the fourth portion of the Torah reading and feeding right here for the Shabbat. For the Shabbat, the reading, you know, for the sabbatical, there's seven aliyot. So usually in the Shabua, talking about the weak, the strong, we can go through like bite-sized portion. We call it the sabbatical mana, and like the angel's bread from the Hebrew, manahu. Basically saying, what is it? What is he? You know, that's what they said with the angel's bread. They didn't know what it is, what it be like, you know what I mean? Until they ate it. Same thing for word right here. Until we read it and reason on it and, of course, go to the groundation and foundation. So here, for the first day service here on the in the Irish, we usually traditionally, according to the royal orders, that hallelujah, right? Well, here's the word sound, like after the Shabbat day, according to the true church and the professing church, the Church of Philadelphia, brotherly love, you know, that sixth of the seven churches mentioned in Revelation, here, look above the word sound for the first day here on the Yom Ahad, yes, Malcolm Hood.
Yebelu Hizb, and the people shall say, Hallelujah. Bekadase gize kamitmena no wogin wada beta Christiana yikabaso binor kadusata met saiftin nabai saisama yikadase was a lotiskia fets emma by tages kokur banuma by kevel kabeta Christian yilei. የእግዚአብ ሐረና ህግ አፈርሷልና የስጋና የነፍስ ፈጣሪ ማለት የስጋና የነፍስ ንጉስ በሚሆን በሰማያዊ ንጉስ ፊት መቆምንም አጣልዋልና ሐዋርያት በሲኖዶሳቸው እንዲህ ብሎ አሳተምረውና ሃሌሉያ. If there be any one of the faithful that hath entered the church at the time of the Kedase, at the time of the liturgy, and hath not heard the Holy Scriptures, and hath not waited until they finish the prayer of the Kedase, the prayer of the liturgy, and hath not received the Holy Communion, make him be driven out of the church, for he hath violated the law of Egziaver, of the sustainer, of the good father, Yahweh, and disdained to stand before the heavenly king, the king of the body and spirit. This the apostles have taught us in their canons.
So we say here in the Royal Amharic Melkam, beautifully good, Ehud, from the Ahad on first Melkam, beautifully good, Ehud, beautifully good first day, Yom Rishon Mubarak, and hallelujah, right here. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And here, the psalm, the evening psalm here for the first day. And remember, evening, go before the morning. So here, on the eve of the first day, right here, Psalm 24.
This is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
World and they that
the world
therein,
and they that dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea,
he had born and he done the sea,
and established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jacob?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands,
he that hath
and a pure heart,
hand and pure heart,
who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor scorned his
vanity.
He hath received the blessing from Jah-Jah, and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Oh, lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
I say, who?
Emperor Haile Selassie. Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory, yes, the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
Emperor Haile
Selassie. He is the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Rastafari. He is the King of Glory. King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King of Glory?
Emperor Haile Selassie.
Emperor
of Ethiopia. King of Kings. Lord of Lords. Conquering Lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself. Light of the world. Rastafari.
Zion, even African Zion, it's like Rastafari. Vanu Hamivachim. And we, Anu. Anu is like the short way, Hebraically, an ancient way of saying we. Anu, the more longer way, Anachnu, Hamivachim. Anachnu, Hamivachim, Mivachim. more of the ancient pointing Ha Mevorachim, modern Hebrew Ha Mevorachim, Mevorachim, the blessed ones, Anachnu Ha Mevorachim, I. Yes, I. So here, look over the Hebrew, right here for the evening psalm for the first day, remember evening. You know, day follows not night and not the other way around. So here, the evening psalm, first day service here on the...
So it's not written in stone, no, no. Oh, man, there is humility. When will you find honesty? Choose the good within, don't lose your soul, no, no.
Mizmor Kaf Dalet, Le David Mizmor, L'Adonai Ha'aretz U'Meloah, תבל ויוש ובה, כי הוא על ימים ישדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה. מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו? נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחם את אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעור. זה דור דורשיו מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע. שאו שערים רעשכם והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים רעשכם ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד. סלע, 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 סלע.
מקדמאוי, חיילה סלאסי, הוא מלך הכבוד. And here the evening psalm right here, מזמור כ' דלת. Evening psalm, evening and morning. We have to get time right, because Daniel prophecy says the enemy shall seek to change times and laws. So evening, morning, here's the evening time where we start out the Shabbat, you know, Friday evening, right there, the evening and morning one day. So here, it's like the evening, you know, the evening for the evening service for the first day right here. And the psalm for the first day as chanted in the Heikal in the Temple of Yerushalayim. Pre-70 A.D., we have Mizmor Kaf Dalet, Kaf Dalet, Psalm XXIV, Psalm 24. It's a hymn of greeting, a hymn of salutation, a hymn of shalom, a hymn of greeting. Just to connect the reason for these psalms, the daily psalms, which changes, you know, according to the royal order, the Israelites of Ethiopia, that ancient order that we practice and perfect right here on the ear and the eye and the spirit and the truth. And then we have the standing psalms, like the psalms for the first day here, the Sunday service, and then for each of the days, second day called Monday, all the way to the sixth day, Friday, and then we have the Shabbat day. So here we have Psalm 24, Mizmor Kaf Dalet, Mizmor Kaf Dalet, Mizmor Kaf Dalet, hymn of greeting. Now, the historical background of this Mizmor, this chant, right, this Isis, as I and I would say, is described in 2 Samuel chapter 6 and 1 Chronicles chapter 15, with the defeat of the Yebusim, the Jebusites. The city of Jerusalem in its entirety, it passed into the hands of David, Ha Melech, David the king, Gus Dawit. He now had the opportunity of providing a resting place there in the city of David, the castle that he captured, and they captured the Anshe Chayil, the men of power, the men of might, along with Dawit, Ha Melech. They captured from the Jebusites. Now, this became the resting place for the Aron HaBrit, for the Ark of the Covenant, for the Tabot Kidan. Now he had this opportunity to establish the spot He is the whole Zion. When we talk about Zion, what and where is Zion? Is it just a physical location, right? Or is there a spiritual application, or is it both? The psalm here, the Mizmor, it was composed for the joyous occasion when the Aaron, the Aaron HaBarik, the Ark of the Covenant, when it was brought from the house of one named Obed-Edom, to the tent, it was brought to the tent that Dawit HaMelech, that David the king, the goose Dawit, had prepared for it, or we could say for her reception. According to the tribe tradition, this psalm, Psalm 24, a psalm appointed, right, for the first day evening psalm, first day being the Ehud, the Yom Rishon, a.k.a. is called by the Gentiles Sunday. According to the tribe, this psalm was regularly recited in the Heikal of Jerusalem, the Temple of Jerusalem, by Halloween, by the Levites and the Kohanim and the priests, on the first day of the Shabuah. So you hear say, you know, Shavuot Tov, modern Hebrew Shavuot Tov, more of the ancient pointing, Shabuah, Tov, Tawah, a good, strong. And the Shabuah from the Shabbat, the seven, we have Be'er Shabbat, Be'er Sheba, the well of the seven, the well of the covenant, the well of the oath, in that sense. And here we have the beginning of the cycle with the first day, and here for the first day service. Now, we look at the LXX, Septuagint, and in the Metzahaf Kedus, Revelation 5 and 5, within the Book of the Seven Seals, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible by the King of Kings, we also have this explicitly. This is explicitly stated right in the heading, explicitly stated in the heading right here, here, here. And here a little touch, a little taste of the Royal Amharic right here, chanted by Avraham Chebudeh from Negusa Neges, Metzav Kedus, Revelation 5 and 5 Bible right here. Yes, sir.
مزمور 23 بقنف 24 بمجمريا سنبت يداويت مزمور مدرنا مولاوا لاغزيابيرنا عالمم بارسوام يميرورو ارسو بباهروچ مسرطوالنا بفساشوچم ماصنطوالنا ود اغزيابير ترارا مان يوطال بقدسناو سفرا مان يقومال فجوچو ينصو لبوم نصو يهونه نفسوني لكنتو يالا نسا لبالن جراون بشنگلا يالمال ارسو كاكزيابير زند بركتن كمدهاني تو عملاك مهرتني قبلا ايشي تولد درسوني متفلقنا ياقوبين عملاك فيتين متفلق انان تمكوان انتوش بروش انكفتو يزلالم دجوش انكفتو يكبر منقوسي قبا يكبر نقوس ما انو اكزيابير نو برتو النهاية እግዚአብሔር ነው በሰልፍ ኃይል እናንተ መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉስ ይግባ የክብር ንጉስ ማን ነው የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉስ ነው
Psalm 24 The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Selah, 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 Selah.
לדוד מזמור, אדוני הארץ ונועה, בבית ביו שבבה, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, והנערות יכול עיניה, יעלה בהר אדוני, ויקום במקום קודשו, נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יסתבר החם את אדוני, וצדקה אלוהי אישעו, זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע, זהו שערים ראשיכם ינשאו בטחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני חיזוץ וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה, זהו שערים ראשיכם ושאו בטחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, יהיו זה מלך הכבוד, אדוני צבאות, ומלך הכבוד סלע.
The fulfillment of the Alios and the Torah reading, the prophets reading, come forward, Malachi, and the epistle to the Romans, the Brit Hadashah reading. Just to zoom in here on the evening psalm for the first day, Mezmur Dawid, Psalm of David, Mezmur Haya Arat, Haya 20 and Arat, 20 and 4, Haya Arat. The superscription here, we have Bet Mejemeria, Senbet. Senbet, we know, we say Shabbat Shalom, the Hebrew, and Senbet Salam, Senbet, the Senbet, referring to the Sabbath or that rest day, Bemejemeria, in the beginning of the Senbet. Now, when we say even Shabbat, as we say Shabuah from, you know, linking with the same kind of root, you know, idea, a connectivity here. Sometimes we say the Sabbath is the seventh day, but the seventh day is a part of the six-day set. That's why even the commandment to keep the Shabbat, right, to observe and to keep the Shabbat. Notice that the commandment says that 6 days you shall work and do all your labor. So somebody just look at it as rest, but it says you shall work. The same command says work and rest, the principle. Work and rest in the fullness of Ha Torah, the law, the direction, instruction. Work and rest. Mejemeria, the beginning, or really, it's not the beginning. It'd be Mejemeriao in that sense, but in beginning of the Senbet. So here the connotation and the interpretation here is for the Sabbath, but in the sense of the Shabuah, the first day. So it has a very ancient sense of this use of the Sabbath in its reference to the set. You know, one, two, three, four. What is the Shabbat? The Shabbat is the seventh day. So how can you have a seventh day if you don't have six? The Sabbath, it completes that set. So we have Bemejemeria, Senbet. In beginning, the Senbet, your Dawit of David, Mezmor. So in the Amharic, it's pointed as Mezmor. And the Hebrew pointing is a mizmor, but both come from that root of zamar, zemre, to chant, as you say, chant Isis. This psalm has a kind of a title of Wada Mekdes Megbia Felot. Wada, towards or to the Mekdes, the holy, the set apart place. Megbia, entering, the entrance entering. Felot, a prayer. But some of our willing to do so, how do I unlock? Let's just go through this one right here. from the Royal Amharic. And here we're looking at one of the softwares here. They have a lot of very interesting software. This one is on is a software known as Wangel, Wangel or Wangel Advocate, W-O-N-G-E-L Advocate, ADVOCATE.com. It's a very good one that has the Royal Amharic, the text from the Mitzvah of Kedus and the King of Kings Bible. It also has a good, is has the English as well. It's a very good put together of software, the digitalized software for one study and search. It's known as the Hiyalkal Living Word, Wangel, you say gospel. The Wangel, we say in Amharic, is from the coin of the Coptic Greek, ugelion. U in the Greek, coin of the Coptic Greek is like good, gelion, like news. So that into the Royal Amharic, we have it as Wangel, ugelion, Wangel, agelgalo, the service, you know, of a living word, gospel. So here, using the software here and just pointing it out to the brothers and sisters, because I can't say in my day, because even this day and the new day is I and I day, you know. But back in the days, to say that right there, we only had the hard copy. So there's a lot of interesting and good software out there, and many of the softwares that use this compare and contrast, like with the King James Version, some of the standardized text, it utilizes the Royal Amharic because of the accuracy of the ancient structure. But sometimes there's key word differences, as we pointed out right here with the evening psalm for the first day, Psalm 24. Now, this psalm, according to the ancient tried and tradition, was regularly recited or chanted in the temple in Jerusalem on the first day of the week of the seventh. And in the LXX, the Septuagint was called the Septuagint, translated by we the Black Jews over in the Coptic land, over in Iskandaria, Alexandria, Egypt. Then, you know, this is explicitly stated in the heading, but also here, Bamarinya, where it reads in His Majesty's Bible, Revelation 5:5, the King of Kings, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah Bible, Root of David, says, Bemejemaria Senvet, in beginning, or somebody said the beginning of the Senvet, the Sabbath, here pointing to the Sabbath, not just on the day sense, but as a set, the Shabua, Yedawit Mezmur, a chant of David, Kutaran, verse 1. Midrina molawa legziali hernata lemember swam yeminoru hulu. Midr, land, earth, ina, and midrina, molawa, her fullness, molawa, le egziavi her sustainer for Yahweh, for the sustainer not, she is. The earth and her fullness, the implication of earth and all of her fullness, is for the sustainer. Midrina molawa le egziavi hernat. Alemim, and the world, alemim, be'er swam, and in her, be'er swam, ereswa, she, Ba'araswam, and in she, in her, Yeminoru, those who live, those who dwell, those who be in that sense, Yeminoru, Hulu, and all those who be, who dwell, right, all those who dwell in her. Kutaran, verse 1, Degna, again. Medrina molawa legziavirnat. Alemim ba'araswam, Yeminoru Hulu. Kutar Hulet, verse 2. Arusuba Bahirocha Miserto Atalina Befasashochim Atsinato Atalina. He Ursu, he himself Be Bahiroch. Bahir is to say like the sea, you know, like the seas. Here says the seas, Be Bahiroch in the seas, upon the seas, by way of the seas, Be Bahiroch Miserto, having found it at she. Alina, for he have having found it, her, right, in the seas, upon the seas. Ursu the Bahrocha Miserto Atalina. Be Fesash Shochim. Fesash, like a flowing here, the flowing rivers. Be Fesash Shochim, and in the flowing rivers, or by way of the flowing rivers, Atsinto, He making her tzena firm, atzinto atalena, for he has made her firm by way of the rivers, or established, that sense of establish her, not it, but her, she, upon the floods. Kutar hulet, verse 2, again in Degana. Arsu bevaharoch, mesirto atalena, befesashochim atzinto atalena. Kutar source, verse 3. What exavir tarara, mani wat al? Bekedisna with the sifra, mani komal? What towards Exiavi here, the sustainer, Yahweh, Jehovah's, towards the sustainer's Terara mountain, man, who? You wet al, who will like kind of come out and go up, like the sense of who will go up into the mountain of Exiavi here, the sustainer. What Exiavi Terara? Money wet al. Back at this now is Kedisana, holy islandness, set apartness, Kedisanawis, Beg Kedisanawis, Kedisanaw, the word to say like his holy, Beg Kedisanawis, and as for his holy set apart, Sifra, very interesting, look at the Hebrew, the tree of life, the Eitz Chaim, and we have the Sephirot, right, the Sefer, like the ciphers. Right, some might say the chakras when applied, the tree of life applied to man. Sifra is like a spot, a place, a measured space. Sifra, and in his holy, his set apart place, man yikomal, man who yikomal, who will stand, and who will stand. Who is standing, will stand, stands in his holy place, his holy sifra, cipher. Kutar source, verse 3 again in Degana. What exavir tarara? Mani watal? Bekedisna hu sifra? Mani komal? Kutar arat, verse 4. Ejochu yenetsu, libum nitsu, yahone, nefsun lekentu yalanesa. Let me come again with that. Indegana. Ejochu yenetsu. Lebum nitsu yahone. Nesun lekentu yala nesa. Le balinjera wima beshingela yalmale. Ejochu. So here is speaking of the qualifications. Now as we move forward here from verses, you can say 4 to 5, who may approach Exiavihir? Who may approach Hailahim, the Almighty Power? The qualifications based on the question, the two questions asked in the previous verse, what Exiavihir? Mani watal? Because it's now for Sifra. Mani komal? Here. Kutar arat. Ejochu. Ej hand. Ejochu. His hand. His hands. To say like the hands. Yenetsu. Clean, the hands, clean hands, the Jochu Yenetsu. Libum and his lib, Libu, his heart, Libum and his heart, Nitsu, Yahone, and his heart purified. His heart, one whose heart is purified, Nitsu, like clean, cleanse, to say purified. This is the meaning of pure. So when we speak of the royal Amharic, the pure language, we're not speaking of the first language. you know what purating something and purifying, purating something? It's almost like processed, so to speak. A jochu, the qualifications is clean hands. A jochu yenetsu. A jochu yenetsu. And libum and the heart, and it's u yahone, the heart being purified, purged heart. Nefsun, nefsu, nefs is soul. Here we have now nefs, the soul. So we're speaking about the hands, ejochu, speaking about the heart, libu. Here now speaking about the psyche, the soul. Nefsun, his soul, his psyche. Kentu, hulu kentu no, vanity, all vanity, kentu, vain, worthless, right, of no profit, of no value, lekentu, for that which is of no profit, of no value, yala nesa, nesa, to lift up, anesa, to cause to be lifted up, yala nesa, who has not lifted up his soul, his psyche, not lifting up she, his soul, his psyche, to vanity. Nefsun lekentu yala nesa, le balinjera wim, balinjera, balinjera, word that used to be used in the archaic Amharic days in times of the Israelites in Ethiopia for like neighbor. But breaking down the etymology of balinjera, bale, one who has, one who owns or has, bale injera, injera, that kind of matza, Ethiopic matza type bread, that flat bread right there. Le balinjera wim, for his bread companion. That's what we like to bring it out according to the Ethiopic etymology, right? For his bread companion, or one who he shares bread. So we know in the ancient highland tradition of the Israelites of Ethiopia, they have those round tables called the mesob, and then you can put the round injera right there. You put the food on top of that and have extra injera to pick up the food. And so you eat and you share it with one. This is the idea. So one, your bread companion, who you eat bread with, Lebalinjerawim. The implication here, connotatively speaking, neighbor. Lebalinjerawim, and for his bread companion, Beshingela. Shingela. Shingela has a twofold sense. For example, a mother cooing her child, she might use Beshingela by way of Shingela. Coo, 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 coo. It's all right, little one. No. Okay, don't cry. Come on. Calm down. That sense here. But then in a mature sense, outside of that mother and child on that level, somebody treating you with this kind of shingala, it is like, it's like deceitful. It's almost like kind of a mocking, you know, sense. How does King James bring that out right here? Just switch it over right here. Or sworn deceitfully right here, being deceitful. You know what I mean? Like everything's all right. Don't worry about it, man. And you know, there's worries. You said no worries, but there's worries, right? Le balinjera women, for his bread companion, beshingela, right? Like coaxing, flattery. It's almost like a kind of a flattery in big folk sense. But for a baby, it's coaxing a baby. Don't cry, hush little baby, don't cry. You know what I mean? But here, this sense is like flattery, almost like guile, so to speak. Beshingela yalmale. Male, to swear, right? Le balinjera women, for or to his bread companion, his neighbor, beshingela, in coaxing, you know, hush little baby, don't you cry. He doesn't swear deceitfully, bringing out that sense. Kutararat again, verse 4. Jochu yenetsu, libum nitsu yehone, nesun lekentu yalanesa, le balinjera wim, beshingela yalmale. Amis, verse 5, right here. Ursu, kagziari zen bereketin, kamedhanitu amlakim mehiretin yikebalal. Ursu, he pronoun in Amharic, in the archaic Amharic, we say Ursu. In modern Amharic, they'll say Isu. Arisu, but it comes from the word for head, to say like self in that sense. For he himself, Arisu, ka gaziavi her zen. Now this is a little construction, the ka, the word in between, and zen. It's a phrase that kind of means in and through, like in close, intimate relationship with, you know, whatever the noun is right there. And here we have a gaziavi sustainer, Yahweh, he who be, who be. Arsuka gaziavi herzen bereketin. Bereket is the blessing in the English, blessing, right? From a berekete, to increase, like to multiply, that increase, the sense of prosperity, right? So he himself, right? The blessing is with, is through, is intimate with Exiavi, that relation. And this is also based on a previous verse speaking about the qualifications, right, of who, right, who may go up, ascend into the mountain of Jehovah, and who may stand in his holy place, he that have clean hands, a purified heart, who have not, in the Hebrew sense, it's like taking his name in vain, to lift up one's soul, right, to vanity, or to swear deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from Jehovah and righteousness from the God of his salvation. So that blessing, that barakat, right, is with, is through Exiavia, the sustainer, the Almighty. I arasuka Exiavia zen barakatin ka medhani tu amlakim medhanit. Medhanit, medanit, somebody said medanit, modern Amharic, medanit, more ancient pointing, medhanit. Medchanit, Martin, Medanit, come, Medanit to Amlakim. Medanit is salvation, translated as salvation, but it comes from the root Dechna, Denna. We say Denna, in there, Denna, and Denna, Xiavi Meskan. I'm well, I'm safe, I'm saved, in that sense to say. Here it is speaking that from Medchanit to his salvation, his saving. It can also be interpretively brought out as medicine, that which makes you well. Amlak, Amlak, the word that corresponds in many places in the Royal Amharic to Elohe, Elohai, to Elohim, to the word for God, bringing out the ancient Ethiopic etymology. It has to do with the worshipful one, the one that's worthy of worship. Also, we bring out the sense of the source. So from the source of his salvation, kamelchanitu amlakim, and from the source of his salvation, mehiretin. Mehiret here is mercy. Mehiret, mehiretin, the mercy, yikebalal, yikebalal, kabbalah, to receive in the Afro-Semitic kabbalah, yikebalal, he will receive. He receives the bereket. Right, he received the barakat. He received the mercy. Kutaramis arsu kagziavya zen barakatin. Kamedhanitu amlakim mihiratin yikebala. Kutarasidis, verse 6. Yehich tulid. Now, let me just pause here. Tulid, tulidim. This sabbatical study in the Bamarinya is known as tulidim, which means and generation. All right, we have toldot in the Hebrew. Verse 6 here from the Metzaf Kedus, the book of the seventh seal of Mr. 5x5, the King of Kings right here, conquering line of the tribe of Judah Bible here. It says, Yehich tulid arsunya mitzvalignat. Ye Yaakobin amlak fitya mitzvalig. Yehich. Yehich, it says this in the heart. Yehich. But Yehich is this she. Is this she in the feminine sense? This. Saying this in the she sense. If it was this he, it'll be yith, yith. Here's yihich. It's like the Hebrew we say zeh, zeh for this he, or zot, zot for this she. Here at the Royal Amharic we have yihich corresponding to the zot. This she, tulit. This she generation. This generation, yihich, tulit. Arsun, arsun. He himself, Yemitza Felig, not. She is, right? She is the generation that Yemitza Felig seeks. That seeks. This is the generation that seeks he himself. Yehish Tulid Arasun Yemitza Felig, not. Ye Yaakobin of Yaakob of Jacob. Here for this sixth sabbatical study, we have the birth. Right, the birth of Esau and Yaakov. Yeah, Yaakov of Jacob. Yeah, Yaakovin Amlak, the God of Jacob, the source of Jacob, the worshipful one of Jacob. Yeah, Yaakovin Amlak feet. Feet, Bamrinya's face. So this construction here, Yeah, Yaakovin Amlak feet, right? The face of the God of Jacob, Yeyaakobin Amlaka feet, the face, the perspective, the POV of the source of Jacob, Yemit Felig. She seeks the generation. She is the generation that seeks he himself. This is the generation, right, of those who seek the face of the God or the power, the source, the worshipful one, the Amlak of Yaakov. Kuter to this and they're gonna again. Yeah, it's too lit. Arsunya mitzvaligna. Yeah, Kobin Amlak feet. Yeah, mitzvalig. Uter Sabbat. Verse 7. Inant mekwanatoch. Barochin a kafetu. Yezalalem de jochim ye kafetu. Ye kubrim negus yigba. Inant, inant. Inante is like saying you all here. This is like a short form of the inante here as inant. You all, speaking to you all, y'all. Inant, mekwanin toch. Now, mekwanin toch is a plural of mekonin, as we have the pre-throne name of the King Messiah, Ras Teferi Mekonin, Makanin Mekonin. It's an interesting word there. It's like a judge advocate, like a shofet, like a judge, mekwanin. It's related to the konene, as we had in Psalm 48, where it says koneneha, like he established her, right? The establisher. But here, this sense here in the Royal Amharic is like for the princess, right? When it speaks about the princess shall come out of where? Out of Mitzrayim, out of Gibbet. Here it says, Enante, you all, Mekwan and Toch, you all princes, princes, you all Mekonins, Enante, Mekwan and Toch, Barochin Kafetu, Barochin, Barochin, Baroch, Baroch, interesting, Baroch is like a gate, it's like a type of a gate, or opening a gate, right, opening up the gates, right, opening up the gates. Opening up the gates, ye y'all princes, right? Kafetu is a command to you all. Kafetu, kafetu, kafetu. Open it up, y'all. Barochin kafetu. Barochin kafetu. Enant mekwanin toch. Barochin kafetu. Kafetu, kafetu. Open it up. Ye zelalem. Ye of zelalem, of the eternity. The Hebrew sense of the zelalem has a sense of, even in the Royal Amharic, the Zalalem, the Alem, the world there. It has a sense of time indefinite, beyond the most distant horizon, right? The eternal gates, right? Yizalalem de Jochim, Yikafetu, Yikafetu. The eternal gates, it says like the eternal gates are opening. Ye Kubrim, and of the Kubr, Kubr, Kubr. As you have the Kibra, some say the Kibra Neges, more better from the Gutters, the Kibre Neges, the Kibre, the glory of the kings. Here we have in Psalm 24, verse 7, Ye Kibrim of glory and of glory, Ye Kibrim Negus, Negus, the king, the Negus of glory, Yigba, Yigba, let him enter. Let the King of Glory come in. Let him enter in. Inant mekwanin toch. Barochin kafetu. Izalem dejochim. Yikafetu. Yekavrim negus yigba. Put el cement. Verse 8. Yeh. Yekavrim negus mano. Ekziavihirno. Barutuna chayal. Ekziavihirno. Beself chayal. Yeh. Yeh, now see the yeh here is this, but this he, right? This, not yehich, this she. Here in verse, put out a cement, verse 8, yeh, this, yeh kubr, yeh kubr, yeh kubr, negus of glory king, this king of glory, yeh, yeh kubr, negus, mano, 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 man, who, nau, he be, who he be, who be, yeah, kubr negus, who be this? Yeah, yeah, kubr negus, mano, who be the king of glory? Egziavi herno, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed ab, egziav her, egziavi herno, the sustainer he is. Bertuna, bertuna. Strong, vigorous in that sense, Bertu, vigorous and Bertuna, Chayal, Chayal, powerful, powerful. Remember the Chayal, touch on the Chayal, even from Psalm, what was it, 48, the Chayal, right? That root there, both in the Hebrew, in the Ge'ez, and here in the Royal Amharic, that pure language, that purified language they were calling the people from beyond the rivers, yes? Yeh yekubr negus mano egziavihirno, bartuna chayal egziavihirno, he be the sustainer, Yahweh, he who be who he be, divine majesty, best self, self, in war, in the protestation, self, interesting word, self, 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 often used for nowadays for protest, but it's like a battle array where troops are in like lines in that sense, right? Best self in battle, right, in war and battle, Chayal, he is Chayal, he is powerful, even the sense of overpowering. Kutar Cement and Degna, Yeye Kvernagus, Mano, Exiavirno, Bartuna, Chayal, Exiavirno, Beselis, Chayal, Kutar Zetang, verse 9. Enant, Nequanentoch, Baroche, Nequafatu, Isalem de Jochim, Yekafatu. Yekvrim negus yigba. Enante, you all, Mekwanen Toch, princes, right, of the order, of the Mekonen order, so to speak. Enante, Mekwanen Toch, Barochen Kafetu, open up the gates. Yizalalem de Jochim yikafetu, the eternal gates be opened. Opening, right? They're opening. So they're opening up, and like the gates are, eternal gates are opening up. Yekabrim, Negus, and the King of Glory, Yigba. And the King of Glory, let him enter. Let him enter. Yigba, Yigba. Let the King of Glory, like, everybody, Yigba, Yigba. Yekabrim, Negus, Yigba, Yigba. Like, almost like saying, back up, y'all. The King of Glory, enter in. Yekabrim, Negus, Yigba. Kutar Zetan, which repeats verse 9, repeats verse 7. It's almost like a chorus line. Enante mekwanen toch, berochen kefetu, izalem de jochim yikefetu, yikvrim negus yigba, kutar aser, verse 10. Yeh, yikvrim negus mano, yetzifrocham lak egziavihar, ersu yikvrim negus nau. Yeh, this Yekur of glory, Negus, King, King of glory, this King of glory, Yeh, Yekur Negus, Mano, who be he, who he be, he who be, we be, who be he, Yeh, Tifroch Amlak. Now we have touched on this in another reasonment. This here is an interesting word. It has to do with like a kind of an ancient, almost a tribal dance in one sense, tefera, right? But it also has to do musically with a type of an accompaniment, right? Bringing out the Hebraic sense, you know, of Yahuwah, right? Of Jehovah Tzabaot, of hosts, of armies. Yeh tefroch amlak egziavihir. Of the tifroch, some can say the dancers, the army, right, in that sense, the accompaniment, the source of the accompaniment, the worshipful one of the accompaniment, egziavihir, sustainer, Yahweh, Jehovah, arsu, he himself, yekubr, negus, no, yeh, of kubr, glory, Negus, Yekubr Negus, the King of Glory, Nau. Yeh, Yekubr Negus, Mano, Yetifroch Amlak Egziavihir, Ersu, Yekubr Negus, Nau.
Padamawi, Padamawi, Inflatia!
The whole place is due for help.
Yes, yes, yes. Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Jump! Rastafari. Yes. Yeah. Rastafari, that you should go back to Africa?
Yes, and that the earth must rule by Africa.
Forward.
One government. Forward, not back, forward.
Yeah, go forward to Africa,
yes.
Not back.
Mm-mm.
Do you think that will ever happen? Do you really believe that will happen?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Even back then, mine and mine say forward. Still some of us say back. So which one is it? Forward ever. So forward, forward, forward to Africa. Yes, I. Forward to the promised land. So here, let's ride it right up to 6th and 7th Aliyot here to fulfill this 6th sabbatical study. The 6th sabbatical study for this Shabbat. Strong for Shabbat. Toldot for Senbet to Ledin. Here,
O Israel. Here, O Israel. What?
So here, picking up, Shema, hear this.
Shema Yisrael, here for the Hamishi, here for the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, and here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Hamishi, here for the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering, here for this Shabbat Toldot, Sabbath generation, Senbet to Ledim. Here, picking up the first book of Moses, the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Genesis. Here from the Sefer Bereishith, here Genesis chapter 26, here at verse 30, for the Hamishi, for the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, for this Shabbat Toldot. Vayaasalahema mishteh, vayayokluwa, vayayishtuwa. And he made them a feast. Vayaasa lahem mishteh, and they did eat. Vayoklu, and drink. Vayishtuah, and they rose up betimes in the morning, and swore one to another. And Yitzhak sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. And they departed from him b'shalom. And it came to pass the same day that Yitzhak, Isaac's servants, came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said to him, "We have found water." And he called it Sheba. And he called it Sheba'ah, Sheba'ah, Sheba'ah. He called it Sheba'ah. Therefore, the name of the city is Be'er Sheba, Be'er Sheba, Be'er Sheba, to this day. And Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife to Isha, Judith, the daughter of Beri the Hittite, and Bashemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, whom were a grief of mind to Yitzhak, to Isaac, and to Rebekah. And here, Shema Yisrael, here picking up first book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's called Genesis, here from the Sefer Bereishith, here Genesis chapter 27, the stolen blessing, what is called the stolen blessing. And it came to pass that when Yitzhak, when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said to him, "My son, Bani." And he said to him, Behold,
behold, here I am.
And he said, Behold now, I am old. And it came to pass that when Yitzhak, when Isaac was old, and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said to him, Bini, my son, Wayomer Elayo, Hineni. And he said to him, Behold, here am I. And he said, Behold now, I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, I, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take I some venison, and make I savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul, nafshi, may bless thee, I, before I die. And Rebekah heard when Yitzhak, when Isaac spake to Esau, Baino, Bunayo, spake to Esau, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake to Yaakov, her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak to Esau, thy brother, saying, Bring I venison, and make I savory meat that I may eat, and bless thee I, lifne Yahovah, before Jehovah, before my death. Now therefore, Bani, my son, my child, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. I go now to the flock and fetch I from there two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth, and thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, and that he may bless thee I before his death. And Yaakov and Jacob said to Rebekah, Imo, his mother, Behold, Esau, my brother, a hairy man, and I, a smooth man, Ish, halak, my father, peradventure, perhaps, will feel me. And I shall seem to him as a deceiver. Perhaps my father, peradventure, ulai, ye musheni abi, we hayayiti de ayanayoa, kima taetea. My father, peradventure, will feel me, and I shall seem to him a marker, a deceiver. With heya betia alaya kelala with lo braka, and I shall bring a curse upon me. With heya betia alai kelala, and not a blessing, and no blessing. With lo braka, and Imo, his mother, said to him, Upon I be thy curse, Bani, my son. Only obey my voice and go fetch me. And he went and fetched and brought them to Imo, his mother. And Imo, his mother, made savory meat such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in Habait, in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands, and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread, which she had prepared, into the hand of her son Yaakov, into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came to his father and said, Abi, Abi. And he said, Here I, who art thou, my son, Bani? And Yaakov and Jacob said to his father, I, Esau, Esau, thy firstborn, I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, I sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me, that thy soul may bless I. And Yitzhak, Isaac, said to Benayo Beno, his son, How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, Beni, my son? And he said, Ki ahikrai Yahuwa Eloheka lefanai. And he said, Because Yahweh Jehovah Eloheka, the I Elohim, brought it to me. Because Yahweh Jehovah, Yahweh Eloheka, sent me good speed. Kia hikrai Yahweh Eloheka lefanai. And Yitzhak, Isaac, said to Yaakov, Come near, I pray thee, I, that I may feel thee, Beni, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau, or not. And Yaakov and Jacob went near to Yitzhak, his father, and he felt him and said, the voice is Yaakov, is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he said, Vayomer, Hakol, Kol Yaakov. Where Hayayadayima Yidei I saw, and he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him, and he said, Art thou the I, my very son Esau? And he said, Vayomer ani I. And he said, Bring it near to me, near to I, and I will eat of my son's venison, that nafshi, my soul, my psyche, may bless thee, I. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. The bracha of Yaakov, the blessing of Jacob, verse 26. And his father Yitzhak, Isaac, said to him, Come near now. And kiss me, and kiss I, Beni, my son. And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which Yahweh, which Jehovah hath blessed. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Here, for the Sheshi Aliyah here for this Shabbat Toledot here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 27, here at verse 28, for the Sheshi, for the sixth Aliyah, the sixth up offering, the sixth reading, here for this Shabbat Toledot, Sabbath generation, Senbet to Ledim, here picking up with Genesis chapter 27 at verse 28, the Sheshi Aliyah. With Yitein aleka ha-Elohim ha-mit'al ha-shamayim u-amisha mane ha-aretza u-rova dagana u-tirosh. Therefore, Elohim, ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, give the eye of the dew of heaven. U-yitein aleka ha-Elohim ha-mit'al ha-shamayim. And the fatness of the earth, of the earthly plane, ua misha mane haaretz, and plenty of corn and wine, with rova dagana with tirosh, Let make people serve the eye, and nations bow down to the eye. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let and make thy mother's sons bow down to thee, the eye. Curse be everyone that curseth thee, eye, and blessed be he that blesseth thee, eye. And it came to pass, as soon as Yitzhak Isaac had made an end of blessing Yaakov, blessing Jacob, and Yaakov and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence, from the face of Yitzhak Isaac, his father, that Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat and brought it to his father and said to his father, let make my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul, thy psyche may bless me. And Yitzhak and Isaac, his father, said to him, who? Thou, I. And he said, I, thy son, thy firstborn Esau, thy firstborn Esau. And Yitzhak Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought me? And I have eaten of all before thou that I camest and have blessed him? Yea, and he shall be blessed. Esau's unavailing remorse. See and compare the epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 16 and 17. Here, picking up with Genesis chapter 27, verse 34. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry and said to his father, bless me, bless I, even me, even I also, Abi, O my father. And he said, Achika, thy brother, came with subtlety and have taken away thy blessing, thy bracha. And he said, is not he rightly named Yaakov, Jacob? For he hath supplanted me, supplanted by these two times. He took away my birthright. And behold, now he hath taken away my bracha, my blessing. And he said, hast thou not reserved a bracha, a blessing for me? And Yitzhak Isaac answered and said to Esau, behold, I have made him thy lord. I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now to thee, I, Beni, Beni, my son? And Esau said to his father, hast thou but one bracha, one blessing? Abi, my father, bless me, and me also, oh, Abi, my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Yitzhak, Isaac, his father, answered and said to him, behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of Shemaim of the heavens from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve Achikah, thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou, thy, shall break his yoke from off thy neck. And Esau hated Yaakov, Jacob, because of the bracha, the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father Abi are at hand. Then will I slay Achi, my brother Yaakov, Jacob. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebecca, and she sent and called Yaakov, her younger son, and said to him, behold, Achikah, thy brother Esau, as touching the eye, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill the eye. Now therefore, Beni, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee thou to Laban, Achi, Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days until Achikah, thy brother's fury, turn away. until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, aye, and he forget that which thou hast done to him. Then I will send and fetch thee, aye, from thence, from there. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day?
In one day.
In one day. And Rebecca said to Yitzhak, to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Chet, of Heth. If Yaakov take a wife, or Isha, or Eshet, or Oset, of the daughters of Chet, of Heth, such as these, which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? Hear, hear, hear. First book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 28, Yaakov, Jacob, at Beit El, at Bethel, the Abrahamic covenant confirmed to him. And Yitzhak and Isaac called Yaakov, Jacob, and blessed him and charged him and said to him, thou shalt not take a Isha, a Eshet, or Oset, of the daughters of Canaan, the Canaanu-anu. Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Betuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a Isha, a Eshet, an Oset, from thence, from there, of the daughters of Laban, Laban, thy mother's Ak, thy mother's brother. And El Shaddai, and El Shaddai, bless the eye, and make the eye fruitful, and multiply the eye, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give the eye the bracha, the blessing of Abraham, to the eye, and to thy seed, Zarekah, to thy race with the eye, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which Ha-Elohim, which Elohim, the true good, the true God, gave to Abraham, 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 Abraham.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, protect our night, every day we cry. We no one tomorrow, now it's called if we fly. Praise the Most High.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and can elaborate on hand.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 O Israel. Ethiopia hoy, simi, ye, Jerusalem, and ye. Hear, 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 for the Shavi'i. The Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading, the seventh up offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbata Toldot, Toldot, Sabbath generation, Senbet Tuladim. Here, pick up the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 28, here at verse 5 for the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, seventh up offering, right here, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear. Here, picking up with Genesis chapter 28, here at verse 5 for the Shavi'i. And Yitzhak and Isaac sent away Yaakov. Vayishlach Yitzhak, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Yaakov, Yaakov. And he went to Padan Aram to Laban. Vayelech Padena Aram Ella Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, Ben Betuel Ha-Erami, Ha-Erami, the Aramean, the Syrian, the brother of Ribka,
Achi,
Jacob,
and Esau's mother, the mother of Yaakov and Esau. Aim, Yaakov, with Esau. When Esau saw that Yitzhak, that Isaac had blessed Yaakov and sent him away to Padan Aram to take him an a wife from there, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, Thou shalt not take a Isha, a woman, a wife of the daughters of Canaan. And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Maftir, here for this Shabbat Toledot, here picking up with Genesis chapter 28, here verse 7, for the Maftir. Vayishma Yaakov Ella Adio. With Ella Imon, Waileka Padena Eram, and that Yaakov, that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother. Waishma Yaakov, Ella Dio Waela Imon, and was gone to Padan Aram. Waileka Padena, and Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan, please not Yitzhak, his father. Then went Esau to Ishmael, and took to the wives which he had Mahalat, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebaioth, to be Ishto, to be his Isha, his Eshet, his Oshet, his Oshet, his Oshet, his Oshet. And here, completing the Torah portion, reading and feeding here, for Shabbat Toledot, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power, kubur le abinu le melkeinu, glory be to Einai Father, Einai King, kubur le kedamawi, haile selase, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, begetachin na, bemenchanetachin, be Yesus Christus sim, in the name of Yeshua HaMoshiach. Amen.
Lots of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayeolam natei Matokanu, Baruch atah Yahweh, Noten HaTorah, Sheilah.
Baruch atah Adonai,
Yah, Rastafari, Yah.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, who he be, Ayinai Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, Ayinai virtual King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in Ayinai midst. Baruch atah Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest Ayinai the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Jaloh. Wa imru. Amen. Amen. Amen.
like shalom, my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, 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 my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, shalom. That's minor. You see?
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim V'ratzach b'debreihim Hane'amarim ba'emet Baruch atah Adonai Habocher b'torach ובמשה עבדו, ובישראל עמו, ובנביאי האמת והצדק. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
He is stretching forth the right hand of the Chaberim, the fellowship to I, fellow Chaber, brother Ras Sahar Ahad, for the reading of the prophet's reading, known as the Haftarah, here in Malachi chapter 1 to chapter 2, verse 7. Give ear right here, 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 Shema.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Book of Malachi, chapter 1, verses 1 through chapter 2, verse 7. Vesema abwa let me fasa kudus ahadum lak. The love of Elohim for Israel, the burden of the word of Yahweh Ruhu to Yisrael by Malachi. I have loved you, saith Yahweh, yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith Yahweh? Yet I loved Jacob, and I hated Esau, and laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness, the Midbar. Whereas Edom saith, we are impoverished, but we will return and build the desolate places. Thus saith Yahweh Zebaoth, they shall build, but I will throw down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom Yahweh have indignation for Iva. And your eyes shall see, and ye shall say, Yahweh will be magnified from the border of Israel. The sins of the restoration priest. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith Yahweh Zebaoth, Baruch Hu. To you, O priests, that despise my name, and ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? You offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and you say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that ye say, the table of Yahweh is contemptible. And if you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now to thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee, or accept thy persons? Saith Yahweh Zebaoth. And now I pray you, beseech Elohim, that he will be gracious to us. This have been by your means. Will he regard your person? Say of Yahweh Zebaoth, who is there even among you that would shut the doors for naught? Neither do you kindle fire on my altar for naught. I have no pleasure in you, say of Yahweh Zebaoth, Baruch Hu. Neither will I accept an offering at your hand. For from the rising of the sun even to the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In every place incense shall be offered to my name, and a pure offering for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith Yahweh Zebaoth, Baruch Hu. But you have profaned it, in that ye say, the table of Yahweh is polluted, and the fruit thereof even his meat.
is contemptible. You said also, behold, what a weariness is it, and ye have snuffed at it, saith Yahweh Zebaoth. And ye brought that which was torn, and the lame, and the sick, thus ye brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith Yahweh? But cursed be the deceiver, which have in his flock a male, and voweth and sacrificeth to Yahweh a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith Yahweh Zebaoth, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. Chapter 2. The message to the priests continued. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory to my name, saith Yahweh Zebaoth, Buruku, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feast, and one shall take you away with it. And ye shall know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith Yahweh Zebaoth. My covenant was with him of life and peace, and I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me, and was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, chokmah, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger, the malak of Yahweh Zebaoth, Buruku. Amen. Glory to him, word, sound, and power, leaving you with shalom, Yeshua shalom. The name is Imperial Majesty, Kedemawi Halasalah, Sindhuus, Negev, Ethiopia, Sumi, Igazi, Abahir, Ajara, Safari, every time, Bissim, Yeshua. Amen.
Oh, Malachi, amen and amen. Stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned. As a brit hadash,
stay tuned for the Haftarah and the brit hadash aliyot.
Here at the first day, you know, the segue here to brit hadash. Like to seal up the Sabbath here more officially right here, here, word sound. Psalm 144.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Stop.
of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibit massacre on Yahweh in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Yom Harishon Mubarak. Blessed first day, Melkam Hood right here for first day service. Look, Selah right here. Jah Word featuring Israel Dejanah right here. Psalm 144.
Yes, yes, yes. Jaworth, Solomon Jabi, and Israel Dejana right there. Jaworth.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Asher natan lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha. Baruch ata Adonai Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 6, Toldot, Generations. From the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 9, verse 1 through 31, we'll be reading the fuller full. We begin, B'shem ha'ab, v'habein, v'ruach ha'kadosh, Yahweh ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Romans, chapter 9, part 5. Parenthetic. The gospel does not set aside the covenants with Israel. The apostolic solicitude for Israel. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. Verse 4, Dalet. Verse 5, Hey. Emet ani midaber b'mashiach v'lo ashakar. ודייתי מידע לי ברוח הקדוש כי גדול עצבוני ואין קץ לדעבון לבי כי מי יתן היותי אני לחרם מן המשיח בעד אחי שרי ובשרי אשר הם בני ישראל ולהם משפט הבנים והכבוד והבריתות ומתן התורה והעבודה וההבטחות ולהם האבות ומהם יצא המשיח לפי בשרו אשר הוא אלוהים על הכל מבורך לעולמים אמן. I say the truth in Mashiach. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Mashiach, from my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh. The sevenfold privilege of Israel. Who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, and the glory, and the covenant, and the giving of the law, and the service of Elohim, and the promises, whose are the fathers, whose are the patriarchs, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Mashiach, Christ came, who is over all, Elohim blessed forever. Amen. The distinction between Jews who are mere natural descendants from Abraham and Jews who are also of his spiritual seed. Not as though the word of Elohim has taken none effect, for they are not all Israel that are of Israel, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. The distinction illustrated. That is, they that are of the children of the flesh, these are not the children of Elohim, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed.
For this is a word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of Elohim, according to election, might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said to her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Elohim, God's mercy is under his sovereign will. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with Elohim? Elohim forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of Elohim that sheweth mercy. For the scripture saith to Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might shew my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore has he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and on whom he will, he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then to me, why does he yet find fault? For who has resisted his will? Nay, but O man, who art thou that thou repliest against Elohim? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou formed me thus? Has not the potter power over the clay? Of the same lump to make one vessel to honor and another to dishonor? What if Elohim, willing to shew his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy that he had afore prepared to glory, even us, whom he has called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles? The prophets foretold the blinding of Israel and mercy to the Gentiles. As he saith also in Hosea, in Osi, I will call them my people that were not my people, and her beloved that was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said to them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called B'nai El Chai, children of the living God. Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will Adonai make upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, except Yahweh Tzevaot, the Lord of hosts, had left us a seed, we have been as Sodom and been made like to Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles that follow not after righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness that is of faith. But Israel, that followed after the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as if it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone, as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, and a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. Kabur lakalu, kabur lajimtu, kabur lakailu, kabur lakedamawi, chayle salase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Mesken. Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus,
Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christ
Toldot, Toldot. Let's touch on some of the questions, the reasoning here. We've got about 8 minutes right here. Let's try to seal up some of the reasoning questions. Take notes. But Aswad has a good tune right here, a little segue right here. Hey, Shah Children. Yes, I, the children of the Irish and truth. Here, Aswad.
Oh,
yes, yes. That's the dubwise version of Hey Jah Children, Eyes Wide. But right here, have audible on the Midodu Mitzvot apology in this Torah reading and feeding Toldot. Apologies and a modicum of peace. It's going to take us right into the grace period right here. Going to check connect so we can go through the questions and answers. But right here, here's a reasoning on this Torah reading and feeding.
That's how they apologize here in this, for this Shabbat Toldot here at the 6th Rastafari sabbatical strong right here. Here. We have here in the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Genesis, and the Sefer Bereshit, in the beginning, Reshit. Chokmah, wisdom, is the principal thing, is the Reshit, as Shlomo HaMelech teaches us in Proverbs, in Proverbs chapter 4, around about verse 7, we have Chokmah, wisdom. Here's what we need, wisdom, right? As the Moshiach, Yeshua, said, right? Wisdom is justified, made righteous by all of her children. Now, here in the reading, here in this narrative, this Torah portion, we have Midot u Mitzvot. Character and deeds. Speaking about characters and deeds. So here in this Torah portion, very, very interesting, because we have apologies. How many of us have them? Apologies. Oh, please forgive me. That right there would be like an apology, right? Oh, please forgive me. Forgive me, right? That would be apology. But here we have an interesting apology, right? Picking up with Genesis chapter 26, 29, right? We have not touched you and have done to you nothing but good that we do to you, and have sent you away in peace. Huh? And have sent you away in peace. This is what they say. They say, Imanu, Ra'a, Kashalo, Nuka. They said, and that thou, right? They're trying to make this agreement right here. So they're going through their apology, right? And they said that thou, speaking to Yitzhak, that the I will do us no hurt, do us no harm. They say, Im ta'isu, right? But that thou, like if the I, speaking to Yitzhak, Im ta'isu, Imanu, for I not ra'a, hurt. Right, hurt or evil, ra'a, ka'ashalo, they say, as not ne'ga'enuka, because we have not, right, touched the eye, we're ka'asha, or sinua imaka, right, so they now say, well, as we have not touched the eye, and as we have, you know, done to the eye, right, done to the eye nothing but good. Wika Asha or Sinu Imeka Rakatov. Like Rakatov. Nothing but good. This is like to say like far. It's interesting the sense. Right? We have done you nothing that was far from good, basically. It's a kind of an interesting construction here in the Hebrew. Now they come to this part right here where he said, and have sent thee away in peace. We're Nishalachaka, Bishalom. We have sent thee away, Bishalom, in peace. Ata, the I. Yitzhak speaking to Isaac, the I male. Ata, right, using the proper, you know, we say the pronoun, the I, right? Ata, the I, Ata. Now, Ata, the I male, speaking directly to him. Ata, Ata. So we have an Aleph, Tav, Hey, and then we have an Ayin, Tav, Hey, right? One is Ata, soft, aspirin, Ata, and the other one is more guttural, Ata, the I, Ata. Now, the I, like right now. Ata, Ata. Beruk Yahweh. That's I now, the blessed. Like now, you are the blessed of Yod-Heh-Weh, of Yahweh, of Jehovah, of He who be who He be. Ata Ata Beruk Yahweh. Ata Ata Beruk Yahweh. The I. Now, Ata, right now. Ata, the I, Ata, Baruki, Yahuwah, the I, right now. You are the blessed. You are the blessed of Jehovah. He said, we have not touched you and have done to you nothing but good. Rock, oh, nothing that's far from good, and have sent you away. And we also did what? One, wa nishalecheka. We sent you away. Shalom. We sent you away in shalom. We sent you away in peace in shalom. The Philistines, the Philistines, they asked Yitzhak for a covenant of peace. They asked for a covenant of shalom on the basis that they had done nothing but good. Rak tov. That they have done nothing but good. Weka asha alsinu imka 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 rak tov. That we've done you nothing but good. Rak, far from. Oh, nothing that's far from good to him. And that they had sent him away, bishalom, in peace. Yitzhak, Isaac, and I called in that seed, must have had to bite his tongue. Rak tov, you say. Huh? Sent me away in peace. Bishalom, in peace. Hmm. Weren't these the same Philistines, Palestinians? Wasn't he the same Philistines, Philistines who had driven him out of their territory? Territory. Weren't he the same Philistines who had pursued him to Ha-Negev, to the Negev, to the south? Right? And wasn't he the same Philistines who took away his wells? Right? Took away the wells as well? How could they say that they had done nothing but good? How could they say that they had done rak tov, weka asher, osinu imka rak tov, right? And that they had done osinu, that we had done imka, to the eye, mea rak tov, nothing but good. Actually, this was how the Philistines, the Palestinians, this is how the ancient Philistines, and this is how even people today, some of them, Philistines today, this is how they apologize. This is how they apologize for the ra-ra that they had done to him, to Yitzhak, right? And even this is how they will, and they do apologize about the ra-ra they have done to I and I, that seed, you know, called in Yitzhak. That's why Isaac means laughter. Think about it for a moment. Yitzhak. They got rumor, we got humor. What more can we say? They have done us nothing but good, right? They have done us nothing but good. But now think about this, right? Within the rhema word of the prophecy, for we, the once lost, now found, black and brown sheep of the Beit Yisrael, we, the black Jews, the lion, tribe of Judah. Think about, this is the same thing done. That they done did, but the same thing they done said, right? After what they done did, they said they have done us nothing but good. They were just trying to be, just trying to help, trying to do nothing but good. But this is how they apologized for the evil they had done to him and for sending him away in the strife, the stress and the strife, right? Concerning what his sister, his wife, well, what is it to you? He said that one of the people might have lightly, get that? We have to get into that, the Hebrew of that. They have lightly, they might have like, just by accident, just like they may have fallen in bed with his sister, not knowing that she's really his wife. You know, it might have lightly lied one of the people, right? You know, making excuses for one another. But this is how the Philistines apologized for the rara, for the evil, the kufu, the kufat, that they had done to him and for sending him away in strife. Now, some people can't. Okay, let me say it in the more proper sense. Some people cannot, right? Some people cannot apologize properly. Some folks can't apologize in the proper way. Something. Their ego, what's called the ego. Now, it's interesting, the ego. Now, literally, the ego, ego sum, right? If we start to look at some of the languages, you know, the coin of the Greek and all that, ego sum, and then also the Latin and all that, ego sum really means like I am. But the ego, in this sense, is kind of a Freudian way of looking at it. Looking at it, it's more Hebraically and according to the Royal Amharic, right? It has to do with this word that connects with a realization, like a realization. This word also is Genzeb. Genzeb is a word that sometimes can be translated as money and as property. So it's a sense of value on a certain level. We'll get into some more detail on what is the ego. How does the ego translate into the Hebrew correctly? Some might just say it from the raw Latin, but then you have to study those things and recognize that there's a limitation in those languages and certain nuances that are brought out here. But basically, some people cannot apologize properly. It's their ego, right? Their sense of value, self-wealth, you know, so forth and so on, that prevents them from ever admitting any wrong on their own part. Something, right? The ego, right? According to the latter-day terminology we use, the ego, right? It prevents them from ever admitting any wrong on their own part. Now, the ego is not what y'all may really think it is, because the ego literally is the sense of saying I. So people talk about being selfless and all this kind of things, and they're giving people cliff notes. watch out for those psychological cliff notes, because you're going to fall off a cliff. You know what I mean? It's like having a general GPS, but not a specific GPS. You know, it's like so general. Well, there might be a cliff over there, but how far? Oh, not too far. Not too far. You know what I'm saying? So their ego prevents them from ever admitting any wrong on their own part. Deep inside, such a person, a persona, right, knows that he or she, right, really more correctly with the nefesh, the soul, that she, but anyway, that he, right, the spirit, or she, the soul, the psyche, is at fault. Or as a couple, the soul and the spirit, you know, as at fault, and that he needs to make some sort of conciliatory effort. Must make some sort of conciliatory effort, but an apology is not even an apology. You mean apology, apology? You mean apology, apology? Apology, apology is not even a remote possibility, right? An apology is not even a remote possibility because their pride, right? It forbids them. The pride says, no. The pride forbids them. For example, suppose your sister, right, is upset and says something caustic, right, some caustic things, some bitter things, say some bitter things, right, to you. A few days later, you see her again, and you expect, right, that she still must be angry. I mean, I feel bitter words, right, a couple of days ago. So you, that's what you expect. Instead, she converses, you know, has a friendly conversation with you as if her outburst a few days ago, guess what, it never happened. You'd be like, wait, hold up. You are bewildered. Wah. Say, wah. Just speaking to me, it's like we're just cool, laughing and joking. Right? She was unkind just a few days ago. Right? Unkind. I don't know if you even use the word kind. You know, far from kind. Nothing but kind. Nothing but kind. A few days ago. Right? Just a few days ago. But now, we're Ata. Right? We're Ata. But right now, she is speaking to you as if the entire incident, what incident, had been completely forgotten. Forgotten? I don't even remember it. This, get this. You got to get this, brothers and sisters. This is her way of apologizing. This is how some folks apologize, right? This is her way of apologizing. Yitzhak, Isaac. Remember Isaac, the seed. Like that righteous seed will be called in Yitzhak. Remember Yitzhak, Sahak, Sak, means to laugh, right? Isaac. They say laughter does, you know, it's good for the soul. It's good. Laughter is healthy, right? In a sense, right? Laughter, I mean, true, genuine. it's like a way of just releasing all the stress and the strain. Yitzhak. The seed is called in Yitzhak, in laughter, right? In joy. Right. Isaac was willing to overlook the foolish pride of the Philistines. The Philistines. Now I can understand more why they say, oh, they're just like, yeah, Philistine, they're a Philistine. They use that kind of terminology, like somebody who is not into maybe the mard and stuff or something like that. You know, they say they're a Philistine. But Isaac, he was willing to overlook the foolish pride of the Philistines in order to make peace, shalom, with them. So too we, I and I, should accept even the half-hearted. And that might be generous, just saying it's half their heart, you know, but what is their heart? Anyway, let's not go there. Let's take an example from Yitzhak, how the seed is called. We too, right, should accept even half-hearted attempts. We should accept half-hearted attempts at reconciliation, right? According to the covenant, we must accept this, but we should, right? We should not demand a formal apology. You ever seen something like that go on between two folks? And you could tell that this is one person's half-hearted attempt at apology, and that's probably the best. I mean, that's probably really, really, you know, for them to even do that much racism is probably a big, big step and everything like that, you know? And somebody's demanding now a formal apology. They want to do this right, quote, end quote. You know what I mean? We should not demand a formal apology, right? Instead, we should be willing to take whatever modicum of peace, the modicum of shalom, right, from our adversaries, these ones and ones, you know, whatever our adversary offers. Now, some really say, what? How do you mean that? To keep that fullness of the true shalom in Yahweh, truth and life. Remember, we're speaking about Yah people here, right? And all these things are written, right, for I and I, you know, examples, instructions, guidance, direction, admonition, even, right? So we should be willing, as Yitzhak was willing, right, to take whatever modicum of peace. Because notice what happened and what Isaac did, that's also good, that sometimes we don't. We're like, they know what they did. I'm not going to say nothing about it. I'm not going to even, because they know what they did. No, Isaac said to them, wherefore come y'all to me? Why you're coming to me now, right? Seeing y'all hate me. I know y'all hate me, right? And have sent me away from you. See, it was important what Yitzhak, what Isaac says right there in verse 27, right? In 26, 27, it's very, very important that he says, right, what he says, because it kind of like clears the air. He got it out of him, right? Very simply, very succinctly, very much to the point, Yitzhak, he said to them, wherefore are you come to me? Why are you coming to me? Seeing you hate me. He didn't make no bones about it. He didn't kind of like avoid, I'm not going to say this. He said, why are you coming to me? He left that question, the question of why. Explain to me, what's this about, right? Seeing y'all have sent me away from you. He didn't say away from you in peace. He talked about y'all haters. He identified them. He said, yeah, we've done you nothing but good. In other words, they heard what he said. They said, why are you saying hate? No. You see, because they were apologizing. This is how they apologize. And here, for this section of Ayinai Rastafari Sabbatical Studies, it's a couple of words here on midot, character, u'mitzvot, and deeds. Character and deeds, speaking right here, about apologies. Apologies. How many of us have them? Yes, I.
Yes. Yitzhak. Yitzhak, sock it to them, Yitzhak. So here, that was character and deeds, midot, umitzvot, yes. And here for toldot, RSS number 6, here for Shabbat toldot, send bet to Ladin. We're touching on the synopsis, the overview. Let's go to some of the questions. Here we only have about 16 questions here in this Parsha, the Parsha Torah questions. There are more questions, of course, but let's deal with these basics. The first question right here, for the RSS number 6, Rastafari Sabbatical Study, the 6th here in this new semester, Shabbat Toldot. Question 1, what does Toldot mean? Toldot. In Hebrew, toldot. What does it mean, Chaverim? Here we have Bereshis, Genesis chapter 25, verse 19. So here we have a tau. Modern Hebrew, they say tav, tav, vav, lamed, dalet, and tav. In other words, T-W-L-D-N-T, right? Or the tau, the wow, the lamed, the dalet, and the tau. Toldot. What does the Hebrew toldot mean, Chaverim? The Hebrew word toldot, it is translated as generations in the plural, generations, from the Hebrew verb yalad, yalad. We have the yod, lamed, dalet, yalad, on the YLD, yalad, and it means to give birth. Now, as we mentioned before, we have also the other expression, you know, dorot, dorotam, the door. Door is like generation in the sense of like, we may say this generation. Well, if you say this generation, what do you mean by generation? We can mean generation as from descent, like one giving birth to one and one being related to one by virtue of birth. This is the sense of toldo. We could say in the generation of the genes and genetics, toldot. The other word that often is translated as generations, dor, it has to do more for dispensation. You know, like the generation nowadays generation technology in that sense right there. Even though some of us was from the previous generation, it was different technology, right? It has nothing to do with our birth order or our genetics in that sense. So it's a twofold sense, but here for toldot, the Hebrew generations come from the root yalad, yalad, to like beget, or more literally to give birth. So toldot, generations in the sense of the genes generation. You know, like Tim, Burhana, Selassie, Bob Marley, and the world. Generation gap. the todo, the todo gas.
Oh, it's my yod. Todo.
Now, the generation gap, this is a Torah reading and feeding here, the sixth in this Shemester here in the Bereshith, you know, in the first book of Moshe. A lot of people got a generation gap, todo, a todo. We hear things about Esau and Jacob, and you hear ones arguing and debating on things, but we hear a lot of them argue. It's like, did they really read? Yeah, they just read the cliff notes, you know, like the KJV cliff notes or what they heard. Right, so there's a generation gap in the study of this section here in Torah, very, very important. We will basically say all of the first parshiot, especially when we get into Bereshit, that we study it from a Hebrew perspective, the HD, you know, because other ideas that come around again, say in the books of the prophets, the Ketubim, the writings, the Psalms, and even the Brit Chadasha, the renewed covenant, new covenant sense, are based on the foundational ideas that we have right here, such in Bereshit, in beginning, in Reshit, in Chokmah, in wisdom, here in the first book of Moses. Question two, how long did Yitzhak, Isaac, and Rebecca, have to wait before they had children? Their children. Answer, about 20 years. Since Yitzhak, Isaac, was 60 years old, when the twins were born in Genesis chapter 25, verse 26, and he had married Rebecca, he married Rebecca at age 40, in Genesis, Bereshit chapter 25, verse 20. Now, what we know here from the Torah and from the narrative is that they had to wait for about 20 years for the birth, right, of their firstborn child, children, and descendants. Question three here for Shabbat, Todot, Sabbath generations, Senbetu Ledim. Why do you think Ha Elohim, the Almighty Power, Power of Powers, made them wait so long? Now, in some of the Judaic tradition and reasonings here, summarize Ha'elohim, the Almighty Power, the Power of Powers, wanted to hear, Yahuwah, Jehovah wanted to hear Tefillotam, to hear their prayers, Tzalotacho, to hear their prayers. It is said that, as we pointed out right here, we have this on the LOJS.org for ones who've been asking how to study Fi and I, who suggest and recommend the Torah reading and feedings and the daily Psalms. But LOJS.org, there's a brief that we have here, Yitzhak prays for Rebecca. One of the thoughts of the Shabuah concerns the prayers of the righteous. And the ancient teaching teaches that asking the question first, why were our ancestors, right, barren, right? Why does it seem as though we had Sarah, the first of the Hebrew matriarchs, and here the second, Rivka, right? It is said an answer that cause HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Baruch, blessed Hashem, blessed be the name. He longs to hear the prayers, the tefillah in the Hebrew, tzelot, bamarinya, of the righteous, of the tzadikim, of the tzadikan, of the righteous ones. Question four, what was strange, right? What was strange about Rivka's, well, they use the word pregnancy, but since we did some research on that, you know, the term pregnancy used to be with child or with children, right? But pregnancy in medical terms, if you look it up, I was shocked when I found it for myself, or find it for yourself. It seems to be some sort of disease. It's defined in medical terms as a disease. So we speak about, you know, what happens in real time now, perhaps it's because of that word, you know, words shape reality, as I and I say, words shape reality. So we're going to ask the question like this. What was strange about Rivka's being with children, being with children, right? Not with a child, but we know this with children, with her being, you know, having conceived.
Well, Rivka, she conceived twins, not just one child, but she was with children, with sons. But the children, according to the scripts, they struggled together within her. They were wrestling together in her matrix, in her womb, which was described as, quote, warfare between two divided nations. This is a way of bringing out the Hebrew in Genesis chapter 25, verses 22 to 23. One translation brings out the sense of they struggled together within her. But the description from a Hebrew, an intelligent Hebrew perspective, brings out like the word picture, right, of warfare. Warfare. This struggling was warfare between two divided nations within her matrix. Question five. To whom did Rivka inquire regarding her being with children? Genesis chapter 25, verse 22. She inquired according to her Torah of Yahuwah, right? La Yahuwah. She inquired of He who be, who He be, of HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu. Blessed prospered be He, Baruch, blessed prospered Hashem. She inquired of Jehovah. Now, some Judaic traditions, and we try to trace how long this tradition is, roughly the first century time, right? Which means it might have been us, right? You know, but the other Jews in Latter-day Judaism, many of them will say, well, when Rivka, when she went to inquire of Adonai, that she actually, you know, was inquiring, she went to the school of Shem, because some of the Latter-day Jews, because of the error in the Masoretic text regarding, I think, Genesis chapter 11, in the births of the patriarchs and the lives of the patriarchs from Shem, right, to Terah, we find that within the latter Masoretic, this is one of the errors we find in the Masoretic text, that it's missing at least 100 years off of the patriarchs. Right, so therefore, if you're reading it from the Masoretic, there's a shorter time span between Shem, line of the line of quote Shem, and between Terah, the father of Abraham. Right. So if you look at the proper time, both in the Septuagint, the Koine Coptic that our people did in Alexandria in the Coptic land, or in the Royal Amharic and the Gutters, right, and some other ancient scripts, they actually have the proper time. So the proper time would be I'll get the exact number of years to compare the two times, but there's a time differential, right? And this is one of the major areas where, you know, we put a big question mark on this area of Masoretic text. Elsewhere, it is right and accurate and even has certain nuances that might be missing in some other versions. But here, this is said to have gone on, this rewriting. Some people say it was rewritten, you know, because of anti-Messiah, you know, anti-Yeshua concepts amongst the post-70 A.D. Yehudim, Judahites, because of what occurred at the Temple of Jerusalem and the destruction. They blamed that on the Nazarenes and blamed that on Yeshua and the belief in Yeshua as HaMoshiach. So around that time, that's basically pointing to more or less our own people. You know, I'm seeing up the black Jews. I know this is going to be hard for some, even the Babylonian Talmud, they were pointing at other people. But then when you look at some of the philosophies and ideas that some of our Hebrew camps have, if we look at all of them on the same points of scripture and points of interpretation, I think you will see what we mean. But right here, they refer to Rebecca's inquiry of the Lord, because people have asked, well, what does this mean? Here we have a woman, not just any woman, but the second Hebrew matriarch, one of the chosen matriarchs. Here,
she inquires of the Lord. She didn't go to her husband and say, you know, Yitzhak, you know, well, you know, you prayed for Yahuwah to open my womb. Now there's struggling, there's warfare going on in my belly. Why don't you go, please ask, inquire what this is about. But she herself goes. See, this is not just a bold move, but in the latter day white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, this whole Bible misinterpretation upside down, you know, it really is a point of illumination, because here we have a woman inquiring of Jehovah. She went to he who be who he be. It says she went, so she knew where he was, you know what I mean? And she inquired, and he answered her with the key oracle. This oracle concerning Esau and Jacob, Jacob and Esau, and even the end times, you know, is all based on what Yahuwah revealed to Rivka. So we regard Rivka not only as the second of the Hebrew matriarchs, but she's a prophetess. And there's a lot of tells and signs here. Because they're misunderstanding, misinterpretation of what really occurs, you know, in the whole, some people call it stolen, the so-called stolen blessing. We call it lost blessing. You know what I mean? But so-called stolen blessing, a lot of ones and ones who otherwise say they're believers, you know, they point a lot of fingers. I really see that a lot of the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant Christians, black and white and otherwise, they seem to be misogynistic, you know, against the matriarchs in the scripts. Like they try to blame Sarah, you know, for the Hagar incident while it was Hagar. You know, her disrespect of her mistress, you know, of the lady master, when we talk about the royal ancient orders that caused what to happen that did happen. She ran, the angel says, hey, Hagar, what's up? She said, well, she ran from, you know, the face of her mistress. And then what did the angel tell her? The angel said, return and submit yourself. What's wrong with you? Submit yourself. And then she named the place. Remember, she's from Egypt. The way she named the place, Be'er Lahai Roi, Roi, Re, Ra, Lahai Roi, you know, the well of the living seer, the one who sees me, also known as the well of the vision. You know, so there's a lot of powerful testimonies of the righteous, you know, man them, as well as the righteous woman them. And this is one here for Rivka. But later interpretations follow that as too much. You mean a woman, this matriarch, she went and she inquired of Jehovah, how could she do this? You know, because what they was teaching in latter day, you know, religious isms and schisms. But if you read it for yourself, you will see the truth. The later day Judaism and other interpretations say that actually she went to the school of Shem. Some say she asked Shem. And then they further compound, you know, their error and say, well, actually Shem was Melchizedek, you know, on top of that. That actually Shem, you know, descendant of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, actually that he was Melchizedek. You know, so that there we do not agree with, just to put that on the record and heal up Ras and Bessa and other Habarim, because one's asked, I and I, you know, I'm going through some of these teaching, you know, to bring out, you know, what the difference is so we can strengthen our own discernment, right? But now Shem is interesting because Shem itself, beyond the man, the descendant of Noah, right, that was named Shem, Shem itself actually means, right, name. Name, so a name, like a good name. The word Shem in Hebrew can refer to just one's name, one's Shem, right? So they say that Shem was Melchizedek. We do not agree with that idea. Who was the high priest of Salem, right, or Shalem, speaking of Yerushalayim, later to be known as Yerushalayim, of Shalem at that time, at that Iowa. This is one of the reasons why we have the epistle to the Hebrews. But the epistle to the Hebrews in the Brit Chadasha was to course correct that misassumption right there that was even somewhat in vogue at that first century time amongst the Yehudim, the Judahites, even among we, the black Jews. Question six right here. What were the names of the twins and who was the firstborn? Well, the firstborn, or the firstborn according to the flesh, or according to the natural sense, the first one was named Isa, and the second born was named Yaakov, Jacob. Now, just for the fellow Talmudim, fellow disciples, need to get into some of the etymology. Isal, they say, come from Sa'ir means hairy. But then when we look at it, Isal, it seems to come more from Asa. Asa means to do. You know what I mean? Asa, to do in the sense of to make. Asa. Right? You know, when the Bible, the Brit Hadash and the New Testament and the teachings teach us not to rely on our own works, and that says Isal, Asa. Right? But they tell us that basically it has to do with, some say that from Sa'ir, which means carry. We'll touch on that. And Ya'iko, the heel grabber, the grabber of the Ikev, the heel of his brother. Thus we have, you hear, Yaakov, the heel. But the word also in the adverbial sense in the Hebrew, Ikev, it means consequences. The sense of the Hebrew hieroglyph is it follows on the heels of. So Jacob was the natural second born, and Esau was the natural or the carnal, the fleshy, right, first born. Question 7. What does the word, this brings us right here, Isal, point as Isal, right? What does the word Isal mean? Isal mean? Well, Isal, Esau is thought, to mean hairy, Sa'ir, right? From a word play in Genesis 25:25, though his name, Shemo, his name, can also mean completely made. That's what we made the link right there. Isal, looking at the Hebrew, is linked to Asa. And we emphasize that ah, because we have another A, which is a soft A. So words that are similar, right, like ata, you male, and ata. Ata in the biblical Hebrew means now. Ata, as was said by the Philistines to Yitzhak. And they said, ata. But if you don't know the difference in the two letters, you might read as ata, like you're saying you, right? Or ata, you're saying now. But we have completely made, Isal, completely made from the asa. From the Hebrew asa, to make, or the sense of to do, to make. In this sense, right, in the real HD Hebrew sense, Isal would represent the man of the flesh, or the carnal-minded man, or the man of the flesh. Now remember, our brain is carnal. In other words, our brain is fleshy, the physical brain, but the mind is not the brain. So we have Isal representing the man of the flesh or the carnal minded, right, without a conscious need or relationship truly with Ha'elohim, with the almighty power. Question 8, what does the word and the name, the Shem, Yaakov, modern Hebrew to say Yaakov in the modern Hebrew, more Afro-Semitically pointed, Yaakov, right? What does it mean, Chaverim? The name Yaakov, it means grappler, brings us into grappler, holder, seizer, grappler of the heel, of the Akev, from the Akav, the heel, the consequence of Isal, of Esau. Question 9. What did Isal grow up to be? Isal, he grew up to be a Sayid. He was a Sayid. Beware of the Sayid. He was a hunter. Hunter in the Hebrew is Sayid. He was a Sayid who lived in the fields. It says he was a man, Ish Sadeh. He was a man of the Sadeh. It's like saying today he was a man of them streets. You know, he's a man of the streets. And we liken it even in this time to that difference between the more, you could say, the gangster, you know, hunter, the Sayid inclination, being out there in them streets, so to speak. The context here, spiritually, figuratively here. Question 10. What did Yaakov, Jacob, grow up to be? Well, Jacob, Yaakov, he grew up to be a man, a ish, who studied Torah. Let me let that sink in for a moment. Because from your Gentile Christianization, you might think, oh, the Torah, that's just the Old Testament. That's just, no. Well, that's Moses' law, Torah. Well, yes, it is, but there was a Torah even before Moshe's Torah. It uses the word in the Hebrew. That's why. But it's law, basically law, right, as it's translated, direction, instruction. So Yaakov, he was a man who studied the direction, instruction that was passed through the generations, right, in the tense of learning, in the tense of learning. This is why the Hebrew says he was ish tam, ish, the more of the sense of the higher man. He was an ish tam. Now, tam here is in the singular, right? In the offerings, for those offerings which are without blemish, which are perfect or complete offerings, they're called tamim. So elsewhere, when concerning Noah, it says he was a man like perfect in his generations. So use the same tam and tamim. So he was an ish tam, a complete man. Yoshev, who sat up. You know, we say, Rastafari, come, make it be seated up. Let's seat up together. Let's like sit down together and reason. This is what Yaakov, Jacob, did. Thus he's described as Ish Tam Yoshev Ohalim. He was a perfect, a complete man, but KJV says plain. It's a plain man. No, that's not really a very good translation right there. You know, you can have it if you want to, but the Hebrew, the origination brings out a more fuller sense. He was a complete man. He was a perfect man. He was a complete man. Ish tam, Yosheb or Halim. And this brings out the sense of one who studied, right, in the tense of learning. Question 11. Whom did Yitzhak prefer? And Lamazeh. And why this? Why that? Why that? Lamazeh. Why did he prefer, or who did he prefer? First of all, we get to the answer. Who did Yitzhak prefer and Lama? You know, why? Well, Yitzhak, Isaac, he preferred Esau. Why? Well, the scripture says because he ate of his venison. Remember that part there? Venison, like of his kill. You know, what he killed out there. You know, he brought it back and, you know, Esau was a good hunter. Bro was a good hunter. So forth and so on. Now, some say he loved, Yitzhak loved Esau because he was a Bechor. He was a Bechor, Bechoro, because he was his firstborn. But the scripture, HaTorah, the Torah says that he preferred Esau, because he ate of his venison, which means that it was a below heart chakra kind of a thing, below the heart, you know, like where it says about how Moshe, you know, when it says Moshe was God in some instances and he was man. And above the heart, right, from the waist above, right, but then we get the stomach, right, because of his stomach. He liked Esau because of his stomach, which is a kind of a carnal thing, you think? Question 12, whom did Rebecca prefer? And Lamazeh, and why this, why that? Well, Rebecca, the matriarch, she preferred Jacob, because he was the child that Hailah him, the almighty power, Yahuwah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, prophesied, gave her the oracle. Remember, she received this oracle, right? And everything that we get from Genesis moving forward concerning the two brothers and the prophets is all based on this right here. Now, think about this for a moment. We once had the Torah and before Malachi. So here we're in the first book, right, of the Brit HaYashana, some say Old Testament, but the Brit HaYashana, right? And the last book, right, in the Hebrew Bible, as it presently is Malachi. And notice that Malachi is the hafter of the prophet's reading here. And notice what Jehovah says. He says, you know, he loved Jacob like Rebecca, but he hated Esau. He hated Esau. As a note here to the fellow Israelite, just because Jehovah hates Esau, he tells us specifically not to abhor, treat as disgusting. No, abhor is not the word hate, but it is to abhor. Abhorrence, it leads basically to hate. So therefore, John, you know what? What our father does and what he tells us to do is two different things. If our father does something, so be it. You know, we can't do everything our father do and still be honorable, if you think about what I'm saying. Otherwise, you'll be a ucka if you overs. You know what I'm saying? But we should do what he tells us to do. I've heard some of the fellow Hebrews and Israelites try to justify, hating on, Esau, and they point to Malachi. But now check this out. In Genesis, some have hated on Rebecca and slandered Rivka, right? When actually she's the righteous one here. Isaac is legally blind. He's Torah blind at this point. And in the sense, we see where she saves her husband, as in the Brit Chadasha. Who knows, oh man, oh woman, if you might not save your spouse. Because later on, when she put him up on what was really going on, what does Yitzhak do? He blesses, and he blesses Jacob again in the presence of Esau. And then when Esau heard the charge not to marry the strange hood woman that lived in that hood that they were living in then, you know what I mean? Then what did Esau do? He, when he recognized that it displeased, notice what scripture says, it displeased his father. But then earlier it says that his marrying of the two Benot Chet, the two Hittite women, it was a grief. It was a grief to Yitzhak and Rivka. But then later on, we find when Isaac gave Jacob that charge not to marry the daughters of the Canaanu, we then have Esau now when he recognized, oh, that displeased my papa. Notice he didn't say that because it displeased his father and mother. So it seemed that that partiality, in a sense, had bred to a degree some partiality in the carnal-minded man, our brother Esau. So the prophecy was given to Rivka. The oracle was given to Rivka. Now, think about this for a moment. If we just had the Torah, right, like back in the early days, right, and we read the narrative and we reasoning on it, in the Ohalim, in the tent, in the school of learning, right, we might also be inclined to say, why did Rivka do that, right? And we might even be on the side of the patriarch because he's a man. He's a male. Yitzhak, right? Isaac, loving Esau, right? And clearly Rivka loving Yaakov. Now think about how far the Torah revelation was, right, from Malachi. And then the first book, right, the Aleph, the Tau, in the later Greek, the Alpha Omega. We get to the last book in the Hebrew Bible, and what do we have right there? Malachi. And then Yahweh, Jehovah himself says, he loved Jacob as Rebecca loved Jacob. Remember, she went to Yahweh to ask, why does she be that way? What's going on? Right, so she loved Jacob because he was the child that Jehovah prophesied would be the chosen, would be the Bechiro, right? His chosen, firstborn, ironically, spiritually speaking. Question 13, why was Jacob cooking soup? Or some form of stew, cooking soup, yucking a yud, as we would say. Well, it is said that Abraham, some tradition brings out the sense of that Abraham had died, some say that day or around that time in them days, and he was preparing a meal for his bereaved father Yitzhak, for his bereaved father Isaac. while Esau had been out hunting. There are many different things he would hunt. You know, we got to speak about that. He came in faint, empty-handed, as usual, right? As usual. But there's more to that. We'll pick up on that. Just a couple more questions. Only 16 questions right here. No, rather a little short here, but gives us time to zoom in on some of the themes. Habarim. Question 14. What did Esau give in exchange for a bowl of bean soup? Maybe it was lentil. Like in Ethiopia, they have the K. K means red. The K what? K what? Or someone say the K what? The K what? The K what? Which is like a kind of a lentil. You know, like those red lentils, you know, with some of the berbere and meat, some of the good spices and everything. Nice, rich red. It's interesting because Esau was like, give me that red. That red. Literally, he said, give me that red. He liked the red. He's a hunter, after all. So what did Esau give in exchange for that bowl of red? Esau, he gave up, or we could say in a sense of soul, because the key operative word that Jacob said, he said, sell me this day. Right, sell me this day. Esau could have always said no, but you know, he devalued that birthright. And it was a good thing for the whole family that he did that, because he would be the head. He would be the one where our prayers would go before the Almighty, because he is that, you could say, that firstborn, that head son. But it was shown that he only had won the wrestling. He wasn't truly the firstborn, because if he was, he would recognize what his value is. So the firstborn status, it dictates the baraka. Just to point that out, a lot of ones from a Western Gentile perspective might not understand why, you know, these two are connected, why he didn't steal. It wasn't a stealing in that sense. Was it clever? Was it with some sense of guile or shrewdly, all of that? But then wisdom teaches us the same thing. Even Rabbeinu, I Rabbi Yeshua HaNotri, he said, be wise as what? Serpents, harmless as dove. Listen, Esau could have said no. Was Esau a sellout, so to speak? Well, he gave up or sold, according to the word. He sold his birthright, his bechorah, right? The status of being bechor of the chosen family. Question 15. What did Rivka tell Jacob to do in order to get HaBaraka, the blessing from Yitzhak, from Isaac? Well, she instructed him to disguise himself as Esau, as Esau, in order, some say, to trick, you know, the man legally blind, the man that was Torah blind, you know, the chosen, the patriarch that was favoring, you know, the wrong son for the wrong reasons, to trick Yitzhak into Baraka, into giving him the blessing as the firstborn, since, after all, Esau had agreed to the terms and conditions. People say that sometimes Yehudi or Jews or some of our people, you know, black, white, or otherwise, but based on these principles here, are good at business. Because you listen to the words, you know, you look at the words in the contract and recognize, you know, which numbers can play. It's very clear that Jacob said, sell me this day. It reminds me of Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68, where it says, according to the King James translation, you shall be sold to your enemies. But it really is the hitpael sense, using the same word for sell, right? Actually, it's a reflexive sense. So the more correct translation of Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68, and you will be selling yourselves. I know it's easy. You want somebody to blame, right? We've been blaming the other guy for what he did, and also the other guy, for even other things that we don't want to take responsibility. How has that worked out? Once we begin to take responsibility for those things that are our own, then our fullness, the fullness of heaven on earth, will more fully manifest. But when you look at Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 68, the King James Version says, and you will be sold. But anyone who understands the Hebrew, right, is a hitpael, reflexive. We will be selling ourselves, right? And there'll be no kone, right? There'll be no buyer, right? And in fact, that's echoed elsewhere in the scripture where ones and ones cry out to Jehovah and said, you have sold your people for naught. You know what I mean? You have given your people for no profit. Because though they paid a bottle or this or that, that was nothing. That was nothing, basically for no profit. Question here. The last one here, 16. To whose house did Rivka send Jacob, after he fled from Esau? These are some basic summary questions. There's more on the Hebrew matriarch, because I want to bring out very clearly that the Bible is not so-called misogynistic like you think or you've been made to believe, like the make-believe. You know, it's interesting how people could really avoid it. But I guess we don't read with comprehension. You may read well, but let's understand well. There's some other questions that could be asked, like, for example, what led up to question 16 here is, like, if Esau, according to the scripts, if he said this in his heart, like, you know, when she laughed and spoke in her heart, right? And the three mortal men, HaShilush, HaKadosh, the Hebrew Trinity, and the Beit Avraham, Yahuwah, read her heart. That's why in one translation says that she was afraid. Really, Yareya, right? Because he saw. He saw what she had said in her heart. Right? And even Jehovah didn't want to cause a problem between man and wife. He kind of summed up, you know, what she said. But who told Rivka what Esau was thinking in his heart? You know, now once you say, well, it's a mother, you know, the mother know her children, no doubt. No doubt about them in all that time, you know, together, you know, for those gestation periods, right? Very close, very intimate. But the scripts say that it was told, right? The scripture, the Torah says it was told to Rivka. It was told to Rebecca. Rebecca, very spiritual woman right here, often overlooked, you know? But to whose house did Rebecca send Jacob after he fled from Esau? Now, many of us would basically kind of sum up and say, well, to the evil brother. White brother? To his white brother? Why we say this? Because Laban. Remember, we are here to go black to Africa, and the brothers and sisters going over one of the Talmud Sephara entries, Korke, the Rebbe, Eliezer, where it says that Shem and his sons were black and beautiful, Shechorim, Ve'Naim, and that Ham, he was black like an Orev, like a raven. But then it says of Japheth, right, Laban means white, right? So some people say that, well, it was Jacob, you know, 5% a nation of gods and earth, even a nation of Islam, you know, talk about this evil scientist, a big head scientist named Jacob, blah, 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 blah. You know, taking a little bit from HaTorah out of context. But then Lot's children, remember Moab and Ammon? Okay, that's why Josh says not to enter into the congregation. But if we then look at this right here, we have Laban. Who made the white man? I would say from a scriptural, you know, metaphysical, figurative perspective, let's look at Laban, right? Since his name, also in the ancient Judaic teachings, it says that Japheth, right? Shem, Ham, black, right? Clear, black and beautiful, Shem and his sons, and Ham and his children, black like ravens. Some interpret that as jet black. You know what I mean? Something blackety black, but jet black, like the Tanesi and the Nubians, so to speak. You know what I mean? But then for Japheth, right, it says Laban. So Rebecca sent Jacob to her brother Laban, right? And as the narrative goes on, we can see his evilness in the Hebraic sense. And evil doesn't mean the spookism by horns in your head and, you know, the guy with the red on the hot sauce bottle and all of that. No, but ra'ah is something that's evil, yeah, in the Christian religious interpretation, but something that's hurtful. Like it says, they all seek my hurt, ra'ati. They seek my evil, not seeking the evil that I've done, but they seek ra'ati. They seek hurt, ill, bad things for me. So this is the sense of, Hebraic sense of evil for Laban. He had lived in the city of Nahor in the Aram Naharaim, in the Aram of the two rivers, in the other valley civilization. Two main valley civilizations from east to west, the Aram Naharaim, also known as the Mespot, aka Mesopotamia, as the latter day name is known, Mesopotamia, or scripturally the Aram, like the higher height. Aram has a sense of height. You know, Aram, Ram, like to go up high, Ram, Ram, like a loud voice, Paul Ram, voice loud, Aram, right, Naharaim, the rivers. So we have from that river valley civilization over in the east, look to the east, to moving to the west, trotting with Abraham, going to the other river valley civilization, the Smaitawi, right, the unity of the two, you know, of the two lands, what the Hebrews refer to as the Mitzrayim, right, or the two Mitzvahs, right, upper and lower respectively. Couple of quick discussion reasons here before we ride up. There's a whole New Testament reading of this we'd like to touch on, looking forward in the Shavuot, y'all willing. Discussion, two items. Why couldn't Yitzhak see, sight the true character of Banav, of Benayo, of his sons? Why couldn't Yitzhak see the true character of his sons? Next discussion, reasoning is, was Rivka, was he justified, as some would say, in deceiving, quote unquote, strong quotes on that, in deceiving or using cunning, using wisdom, right, on Yitzhak? Those two discussion points right there. Remember, we had that blessing, right, the whole thing with Jacob in disguise, but then right after that, in the very next chapter of Genesis, what do we have? We have Isaac blessing Jacob again, right, in the presence of Esau. And when Esau picked up on the charge not to marry the Canaanite woman, and he had two Hittite wives, what did Esau do? Esau went to, you know, closer family. He went to Ishmael and got a daughter from Leia. Just a point, just to overstand right here. So there's a New Testament reading. I'm going to pick up on that, namely Romans chapter 9, verses 1 to 31. That reading, you know, a desire to see Kol Yisrael come to understand, overstand the true Yeshua, salvation, deliverance, victory, as given through the promised seed of Abraham. Yes, I, Yeshua HaMoshiach, I, yes, I, Rastafari. So here, celebrate here, brothers and sisters, give thanks for this time that I and I have spent together, to gather. Hopefully these will be MREs for the future. Mana, ready to eat. Yes, I, Rastafari. Here, Psalm 67. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom, Shavuot Tov. A good, strong seven to come.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear him. be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. 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 God be merciful unto us and bless us. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us, cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.